Bring out the brooms in the Purple Project Podcast. All things K-State. This is the baseball postcast edition. Eddie Greer, your host for this K-State podcast, folks. All right, baseball time. For the first time in a long time in the history of K-State baseball. Wow. I had to double check. I had to triple check that stat. K-State leads off the year with a complete sweep. The opponent, Stephen F. Austin. they completely dominated Game 4 yesterday, 16-5, which included two grand slams in this game down there at Noches, Texas, down there in the number that you're wondering about, K-State Nation, 123. That is a long time. That is way, way, way before my time, folks. Wow, 16-5. Cole Johnson responsible for one of those grand slams, and Roberto Pena hit the other as well. Pete Hughes noticing a little. I know. Yes, I referred to Stephen F. Austin. They're not a good baseball team, and K-State. At times in the series, answer the call when their back was against the wall, and then a couple of games, they just put the throttle down. And this was one of those games, well, hey, we'll just go ahead and finish these cats off here. No pun intended. And that's what they did. Coach Pete Hughes, manager Pete Hughes, after the game, quote, are happy for our guys. They started hungry and finished a four-game series with conviction, fiction, and urgency. So, end quote there as well. And it goes on to say, from manager Hughes, quote, plate discipline was phenomenal all weekend. The walks crowded the bases and allowed our middle guys the opportunity to drive in runs all weekend. Today was no different. The middle of our order was awesome, driving in 14 runs. Damn! Yeah, I didn't really notice when looking at the box score. Obviously, this game was during work, so I didn't watch it or pay close attention, but did at points. There when it was close early, but K-State pulled away and made example of Stephen F. Austin, and they're in some rarefied company here. They started not ranked, obviously, but looking at the Big 12 teams in specifically, they're right there with Texas Tech, who came in this season preseason ranked 24th in the country. Those teams, along with our Cats, obviously, undefeated. The only undefeated teams right now in that conference right now as well. K-State, another number for you guys, K-State Nation. K-State hit 10 bombs in this one, 10 home runs. 10 bombs against Stephen F. Austin that four-game series there. Once again, absolutely crushing the Jacks pitching in that whole entire series right there. And they certainly, at least for one series at least, were pretty impressive there. We're gonna learn a lot more about our Cats here. Of course, you got to go to Lamar tomorrow. I'm sitting here recording this here during halftime of the Baylor K-State game. We're gonna learn a lot more about this K-State baseball team, folks. They got to go to Lamar tomorrow. For one gamer, and then you have a huge tournament, which features first game, the number one team in the country, LSU. There's Iowa in between there. You got Sam Houston in that mix as well. We're going to know a lot about this team. Yes, it's early, but got joy of the ride, as they call it, from the basketball season. Jerome Tang, you know, everybody's panicking or pissed off or happy and whatnot. You got to enjoy the ride. And right now, that's huge. A small building step right there for this K-State baseball team. 123 years. They haven't even started undefeated. That's an incredible stat when looking at that going in. Moving on forward, as they'll look to continue to stay unbeaten on Wednesday afternoon. I want to say afternoon, but I might be wrong on that. Got to check that as well. Quickly, Blake Corestino got the win for K-State. One run on four hits, surrendered a pair of walks and four strikeouts. Only through three innings, Dalton Beck, a sophomore, through the last, actually, wait, hang on a second. Yeah, I got that wrong. Yeah, so Beck actually got the start. Corestino came in next in the ball game that there. And Beck, the lineup on him was two earned runs, walked two, gave up two hits, struck out one in his K-State debut there. Kyler Henney also threw three innings as well with his teammate Corey Stino as well. Pretty impressive as well. Kalen Culpepper and Cole Johnson. These guys, the team has to lean on those guys. And obviously, it's always nice to get production from your other players as well. But they're going to be leaning a little bit more on these guys. Culpepper was huge in this series. Cole Johnson, and they're both 3 for 5 at the plate. Cole Johnson drove in a series high 6 runs in this series finale, which resulted in a broom sweep over the Jacks of Stephen F. Austin there. And I had it here for a moment. Now I got to go bring my notes back up. K-State, line on them in the final game of this 4-game series, 16 runs. 13 of those were earned on 12 hits. They did commit 2 errors in the field. 16 RBIs, combination of 37 at-bats as well. The Cats secured the program's first ever 4-game sweep during a season opening weekend. That's incredible. That is an all stat of the week for if there was one anyways there as well. Cole Johnson, staying with him, became the first Big 12 player to hit a pair of home runs in a single game this season. We're very early, and Cole Johnson checked that mark. Check that on the bingo card, folks, as well. K-State balloon there. All-time series lead against Stephen F. Austin is 6-1 there. And then, of course, on the road, they answered one question so far. I know it's Stephen F. Austin, but winning on the road, they are undefeated on the road when they're in Stephen F. Austin's house. So there's that as well. The season series, one more mark here before we close things out on baseball here. The series finale marked the third time in the Pete Hughes era where the Cats sent 5 out in a single game, and the first since 2021 against Texas Southern there as well. And there, and the Cats are going to stay in Texas, obviously, when they're going to be playing a Lamar. This will probably be out later on this evening. Let's see. Where's the time on that? Of course, there's no time on that. Of course. Lamar also undefeated. That's their next opponent there as well. And one of those wins coming off a 10-inning performance. Last time these two teams met here. Let me bring up the time of that game. That's on them right there. Come on, people. all right, so let me get you on Lamar. Sorry, it's not a day game. It's a night game. Early evening, first pitch a little bit after 6. And if you can't, or not able to, if you don't have Big 12 now, K-Man will have it, the coverage there as well. Both teams are undefeated. Lamar is 3-0. K-State, your K-State Batcats, 4-0. Continue their Texas trip. And, of course, we try not to look too close. I already mentioned that already several times already. All right, so that's a wrap on baseball for the time being there. Huge news. K-State making a little bit of history coming out of that Stephen F. Austin series there with the 4-game sweep. Bring the brooms out on the Jacks. Set their sights on Lamar tomorrow night at 6 on the road as their Texas swing will conclude there, and they'll head to Arkansas this upcoming weekend with that big tournament series over there, I believe in Little Rock, Arkansas, if I'm not mistaken there, but I'll have to double check that. The Pearl Project Podcast, find it wherever you get your podcast. If you're new to this K-State podcast, this other K-State podcast that some people aren't talking about, welcome on board. Glad you find us. If you love what you're hearing, definitely make sure you are subscribed to this podcast. We post daily content almost daily, 6 days a week, including the weekends as well. And with baseball off and running now with K-State off to a good start, we'll be definitely be covering them through the rest of the way, all the way through the tournament, Big 12 tournament at least. We're not talking about the big tournament right now just the Big 12 tournament there as well. So the Pete Hughes and the Cats off to undefeated start 4-0 after a clean sweep of Stephen F. Austin. Next on the schedule, Lamar. You can find me at Eddie_EG3. That is going to do it for another edition of the PVD of this podcast. Go